Tammy Faye Baker was the teary-eyed darling of the telechurch before her then-husband Jim Baker was caught in a scandal of adultery and fraud. But Tammy Faye Mesner, now remarried, has been born again. She's been appearing at gay pride events across the United States to surprisingly enthusiastic crowds. But some think that Tammy Faye still suffers from a slight credibility problem. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
The Lady Bunny, a notorious New York drag queen, still can't get over it.
Who ever thought that a televangelist would become a gay icon, but somehow it happened?
Introduced by the Lady Bunny, Tammy Faye Baker Mesner is beaming and blowing kisses in a gay nightclub in Washington, D.C. It's overflowing with fans. Lady Bunny is well over 6 feet tall in her power platforms and waterfall of a wig. She towers over Tammy Faye, who reaches approximately to her belly button. But Tammy Faye knows from fierce. And even at this Tammy Faye Baker look-alike contest, mobbed by men in mascara, she is impossible to upstage.
I've done some interesting things in my life, but I've never judged a Tammy Faye look-alike contest.
Tammy Faye Baker Mesner is used to being the butt of jokes, and she's learned to laugh with people who laugh at her. Mesner's smooth style comes from 35 years of experience on live TV. Her singing and sermonizing attracted a following that drew from a vast pool of born-again Christians.
Here's Tammy Faye to sing, "We're Blessed!"
Tammy Faye has always had some gay and lesbian fans. Many of them came from the same Pentecostal tradition from which she sprang. But her image in the gay community got a huge boost a couple of years ago from a largely uncritical documentary called The Eyes of Tammy Faye. It focused on her camp appeal and her connections with some gay men. One was a person with AIDS she interviewed on her now-defunct network PTL, or Praise the Lord.
How sad that we as Christians, who are to be the salt of the earth, and we who are supposed to be able to love everyone, are afraid so badly of an AIDS patient that we will not go up and put our arm around them.
Since the documentary's release, Tammy Faye has communicated a message primarily of forgiveness at gay pride events from Dallas to Boston. And she says she has no problem reconciling her current role with her evangelism.
Oh, I don't have to reconcile it. PTL and Heritage USA was always for everyone.
In fact, Tammy Faye insists that the Christian network and theme park were actually gay positive places, but she walks a fine line in terms of condoning homosexuality. She won't comment on any political issues important to gays and lesbians, such as gay marriage or military service. And she says she doesn't like being where gay people flaunt their sexuality. Aside, of course, from drag queen contests and sweaty dance parties.
I won't be in the gay pride parades, so that tells you something. I don't think they need them. See, I believe in class, and I think that people should always have a bit of class about them.
You know, it's sort of like the old Aretha Franklin song, "Who's Zoomin' Who?"
Kate Clinton is a comedian and gay rights activist. She believes there's some mutual exploitation in this Tammy Faye revival. But she says it may also reflect a deeper shift in cultural attitudes. There's no reason, Clinton says, to assume that gay people and evangelicals lack common ground.
Those babes are getting their hair done somewhere. You know, and they do know gay people, and maybe this is the beginning of a voice. Wilder things have happened.
Clinton admits to her own fascination with PTL back in its heyday, and she's not alone. Compared to the fire and brimstone of other televangelists, Jim and Tammy Baker seem downright friendly. But the gay community hasn't expressed much skepticism about Tammy Faye. Randy Shulman publishes a gay news weekly in Washington, D.C. He says that Mesner falls neatly into a tradition of divas in distress who aggressively market themselves to gay men.
What I think has happened is she was kind of in search of a group to possibly adore her. She found one, and she has clung to it. And she kind of gets the same feelings from the gay crowd, and the outpouring of love that she gets is just like what she used to get from PTL.
Shulman says that while he appreciates the diversity that Tammy Faye brings to gay pride, he detects a whiff of love the sinner, hate the sin in her message.
It comes back to this forgiveness thing. If you read between the lines, you know, she's not saying to me, it's okay that you're gay. She's saying, I forgive you for being gay. And, you know, once you go off and die, it's going to be between you and your maker.
But Shulman points out that for Tammy Faye Mesner to even appear at gay pride events may be something of a step forward. It suggests, he says, that people can change.
We could all stand to learn a lesson from Tammy Faye Baker, because if you can find it in your heart to love everybody, no matter what their flaws, then how is that a bad thing? If the whole world acted like Tammy Faye Baker, then we might be living in a much nicer world.
Tammy Faye Baker Mesner is working on numerous projects, including a one-woman show and a television cartoon. And she's making forays back into Christian ministry.
I've become a tough old broad, but with a heart very filled with love for people.
But Tammy Faye says she doesn't really crave the spotlight. She says she'd much rather be home with her grandchildren. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
For more on Tammy Faye, go to our website, npr.org.